presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 3rd, 11 o'clock America, New York. Let's all say a good word for overvalued companies. A study finds that the companies with highly priced stocks are the ones that are more willing to take on potentially groundbreaking projects.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 3rd, 10:30 America, New York, Econ 101 Lessons from St. Paul. Econ 101 has been getting bad rap the last few years. The time when Freakonomics was the book to be seen reading if you wanted to look smart is long past, and nowadays the principles taught in Econ 101 are often derided as simplistic, abstract theorizing, zombie economics, removed from the complexities of the real world.
Daily FX Market News.
April 3rd, 9:30 America, New York. GBP forecast Q2 2022. The Bank of England in APOs. S inflation and growth puzzle. The Bank of England, BO, is expected to raise UK interest rates further in the second quarter of 2022 as the UK central bank tries to stem soaring prices pressures. The BO has already lifted the.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 3rd, 9:30 America, New York. The top performing stock fund managers over a turbulent year. Winner's Circle. The number one manager in the past 12 months beat the runner-up by nearly 8 percentage points. Here's how.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
April 3rd, 9:03 America, New York. Biotech stocks, once booming, enter bear territory. The biotech stock index, which rose early in the pandemic, fell nearly 20% in the first quarter due to research failures, slowing M&A, and rising interest rates. BBC News, Business.
April 3, 7:57 America, New York, energy rationing not part of UK approach, minister says. Grant Shapps says the policy is not a route we want to go down, despite pressure on supplies.
BBC News Business.
April 3, 7:57 America, New York, energy rationing not part of UK approach, minister says. Grant Shapps says the policy is not a route we want to go down, despite pressure on supplies.
Global economy.
April 3, 7:54 America, New York, the future of the UK economy is uncertain. But Rishi Sunak's fiscal illusions are not the right response to a series of external shocks.
BBC News, Business.
April 3, 7:21 America, New York, Dover cross-channel ferry disruption begins to ease. Drivers trying to reach ferries on Saturday saw delays of up to 9 hours.
BBC News Business.
April 3, 7:21 America, New York, Dover cross-channel ferry disruption begins to ease. Drivers trying to reach ferries on Saturday saw delays of up to 9 hours.
Daily FX Market News.
April 3, 7 o'clock America, New York, long USD, ZAR, top trade opportunities. After a strong Q1 in 2022 for the ZAR, which has been the trend over the past few years, the Rand could be in for a turnaround. Before delving into potential Q2 influences, it is important to remin.
Global economy.
April 3, 7 o'clock America, New York, Fed's Daily says case for half-point rate rise in May has grown. Signs the U.S. central bank is preparing aggressive moves to bring persistent inflation under control.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 3, 7 o'clock America, New York. The investor who's sticking with Russia. When Russian stocks fell sharply after Vladimir Putin sent troops into Ukraine, Balchug Capital's David Amarian saw a buying opportunity.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
April 3, 6:03 America, New York. Masks come off, mandates loosen as companies relax COVID protocols. JP Morgan and Verizon are among employers that have rewritten vaccine or other mandates in response to shifting government guidance.
Global economy.
April 3, 6 o'clock America, New York. Biden doing more harm to renewables than Trump, says Solar Boss. Solve Energy CEO takes aim at dysfunctional White House climate policy.
Daily FX Market News.
April 3, 4 o'clock America, New York. Diversified energy exposure, top trade opportunities. The energy sector has experienced significant turbulence following the onset of the COVID pandemic. Since crude oil prices dropped below zero in April of 2020, prices have surged, exacerbated by TH.
Marginal Revolution.
April 3rd, 038 America, New York, the very best parts of the best Beatles songs. You also might title this post, How to Listen to the Beatles. Here are the best parts, in no particular order. 1. The violins, voices warm up to Sgt. Pepper. 2.
Armstrong Economics.
April 3rd, 009 America, New York, Biden, inflation, risk to national security. Question. Hi Martin, what do you think banks will do with mortgages if we continue experiencing high inflation and/or hyperinflation? Do you think we might be able to pay off a mortgage with gold if things get bad enough?
Armstrong Economics.
April 3rd, 001 America, New York, Political Corruption, House of Cards. The post-political corruption, House of Cards first appeared on Armstrong Economics.
BBC News, Business.
April 2nd, 2141 America, New York, Sunflower Oil. UK bottler has a few weeks supply left. Makers of oven chips, crisps, ready meals and cereal bars are racing to find sunflower oil alternatives.
BBC News Business.
April 2nd, 2141 America, New York, Sunflower Oil. UK bottler has a few weeks supply left. Makers of oven chips, crisps, ready meals and cereal bars are racing to find sunflower oil alternatives.
Marginal Revolution.
April 2nd, 1516 America, New York, Complacent Class Asterisk on sale. From the powers that be, for a limited time only, the ebook of the Complacent Class is only $2.99. Available now at your favorite ebook retailer. https://us.macmillan.com/books/9781250108708/the Complacent Class.
New York Times Business.
April 2nd, 1402 America, New York, the China model is being tested by COVID, Russia and the economy. And it's coming up short. Quarantine workers in Shanghai after the city was locked down in mid-March.
New York Times Business.
April 2nd, 1357 America, New York, how Christian Smalls and Derek Palmer beat Amazon. The company's crackdown on a worker protest in New York backfired and led to a historic labor victory. Derek Palmer, left, and Christian Smalls outside an apartment owned by Jeff Bezos in 2020.